Welcome to the Six Figure Speaker Spotlight, the podcast where we uncover the secrets of CEOs, entrepreneurs, and visionaries who've used public speaking to skyrocket their businesses and their bottom line. Get ready for captivating stories, valuable insights, and practical wisdom from the trailblazers who've mastered the art of the stage. I'm your host, Kelly O'Hara, and I'm thrilled to bring you their experiences and expertise directly to you. Let's get started. So let's talk real for a second. Building a business from scratch, it's just no joke. You've got passion, maybe a product, maybe just a wild idea, but what you don't have is a manual. And then there's the endless maze of tech, content, systems, sales funnels, imposter syndrome, all before lunch. But what if you don't have to do it the hard way? What if launching your digital empire didn't take months, but just one powerful, focused day? Today, on the Six Figure Speaker Spotlight, I'm bringing you someone who's made it her mission to help solopreneurs stop spinning in circles and start scaling with clarity. She's got the tools, the tribe, and the spiritual swagger to guide you from stuck to sold. And trust me, she's walked the walk. She isn't hustle culture. This is healing meets hypergrowth, and it all starts with a new beginning. Sue Patch is not your average digital business coach. She's a force of nature with a background in both pharmacology and computer science, who built success in health, e-commerce, and executive placement before life threw her a curveball that could have taken her out completely. But instead of surgery, Sue chose spirituality. Instead of giving up, she got up and came back with a mission. That mission, to make sure no solopreneur has to face business building alone. Through her platforms, New Beginning and My New Beginning, she's created a full-on ecosystem of blogs, podcasts, e-courses, live trainings, digital branding assets, and even a global affiliate network, all designed to help entrepreneurs launch, scale, and sell their digital products faster and with more ease than they ever thought possible. Whether you're ready to launch your digital dream in a day, start a membership, or finally claim the time and money freedom you've been chasing, Sue's here to show you how to do it from the inside out. Oh, and she does it with heart, hustle, and some seriously powerful spiritual grounding. So get prepared. This isn't a story about business growth. It's a story about second chances, sacred pivots, and helping others rise while you rise too. Let's go. Welcome to the Six Figure Spotlight, Sue Patch.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity. Yes.
It's fabulous to have you with us. You've really had a unique path from science and tech to healthy commerce to spiritual entrepreneurship. You got to take me back to the moment everything shifted for you. What was the wake-up call, or I'll call it a defining moment that kind of rerouted your life? I like to hear about the journey.
Actually, I can just say I have few turns, because not too many turns, because if you take too many turns, you'll just go into circles. So I had few turns. First of all, when I was a teenager, I was very confused. I had lots of questions and nobody could answer my questions. So generally, if a teenager is confused, they go either for drugs or some other sources. So I just chose spirituality, because whenever I went into spirituality, I got the answers, and I loved that path so much. So I just continued on that path, and that was my first turning point. Many times people don't know they have problems, but I knew I had problems and I needed answers, and I got answers in spirituality, and that foundation helped me in each and every area. And then I was totally against business, because I had a totally wrong idea about business. I thought to have a big business, you have to do lots of wrong things, because I had seen traditional business owners in my distant family, and they were doing the things which I never would like to do. And so I was under that impression that to become successful in business, you have to be that way. And I thought, no, I have to stick to ethics and principles, and I thought it's not possible when you are owning your own business. So I opted to marry a guy with job because I thought all businessmen are crooked and all. And then, yeah, so then we were happy, double income, no kids, and it was going on really good. And then happened, my first daughter was born, and I just didn't want to leave her to a daycare and go to work. That time, work from home was not prominent, and it was hurting me so much. So I was looking to do something from home, and I realized that I'm not going to get job from home. I have to have my own business. So I had various businesses. I have been a solopreneur almost whole of my life. So I had a placement for my place people for jobs. I had computer consulting firm. Then I also was into network marketing. And idea was basically to go back to work when kids go to school and they don't need me as much. But then businesses went on good, so I never went back to work. But then a few years back, I had a spinal injury. I was bedridden for 1 year, and doctors wanted me to go through surgery, and I didn't want to go through surgery because a human touching my spine and one error, I will be bedridden whole life. I say I don't want to do that. So then I chose alternate route. I drenched myself into spirituality. My spirituality quest never stopped. So that I just drenched my and just everything, anything positive, I was just soaking it. I just stayed away from all the negative influence. I didn't even tell my friends and family what I was going through because I just didn't want any discussion and any doubt or negative thought. And then after a year, miraculously, I recovered and I thought, okay, this is my bonus life because that was a near-to-death experience. This is bonus life. I thought I have to do something worthwhile. So that means the earth is happy that I was on this earth. So that world is little better because I was on this earth. And hey, I alone cannot tackle each and every problem on this earth, but at least I can make this world little better than because what it was before when I was born. So that was the idea. And then I wanted to devote my life for that. And I said, okay, I have been a solopreneur almost whole of my life. Nobody understands a solopreneur. Only one solopreneur understands other solopreneur, neither their friends nor family. If they're not solopreneur, they don't understand you. And that's why I decided to devote my life for solopreneur success. And so I started doing blogging because I thought blogs are the great way to provide them free resources. And then my blog started getting lots of traction and my audience started saying, we love your blogs. We don't have time to read. Why don't you start podcasts? Why don't you start YouTube channel so that we can listen to your blogs, we can watch your videos. And that was the last thing I wanted to do because English is my third language. I still have heavy accent. And my husband studied in convent, so he has UK accent. My kids are born here. They have American accent, and I'm the only one stuck with Indian accent. So I said, who will understand me? So I never wanted to start, but I said, okay, my people want it, so I would do it. And then I started my podcast just within 1 day because I said, people want it, I'll do it. So I didn't care because as far as I could add value to their lives, I thought it is really a great point. Means when you put eyes on someone else and instead of you are not scared then, and then you can surely start it. And public speaking, it is the number one fear in the world. And
Absolutely.
the public speaking is the highest paid profession too. I think, see, it is the two sides of the same coin, and it's up to you what side you want to choose. People prefer to die instead of going on stage and talk. And it is. No, I'm showing you if I can speak and if I have podcast and I started my podcast like 3 years back and I published every day at least one episode. So if anyone wants to do it, surely they can do it. It just put eyes on someone else.
Did you personally, before you started this, did you have a fear of public speaking? I love it that you responded to the market. The market asked you to do this, so you did it. But were you uncomfortable when you started? Were you fearful at all, or?
I haven't met a single person yet who didn't have fear of public speaking. I haven't met anyone yet. And it is many times people think the courage means absence of fear. The courage is not absence of fear. The courage is overcoming fear.
Absolutely.
And so basically, If you have to decide where you want to give your priority, there will be fear of everything. And when you are born, that fear is not there. I think when you are born, you have only two fears: fear of loud noise and fear of falling. No other fear is there when you are born, and all other fears are cultivated. So what will people think of me? People don't have time to think about you. They have their own problems. Why are they going to laugh at you? People are not going to judge you. You are the biggest judge of yourself. The amount of criticism you do to yourself, nobody else is doing that much to you. And you do that to you because you know every mistake you have done. And that's why you are critical of yourself. There is no need to fear. And then I saw actually on TikTok even some grandmas doing talk and all. I said, oh, okay. So I shouldn't be worried about showing my face or even talking. Everybody has audience. Not everyone is going to relate to Tony Robbins, okay? Not everyone is going to relate to, Elon Musk, or you can say not everyone is going to relate to Amy Porterfield or whoever is your mentor is. But there will be some segment of people who will like what you are providing them.
Absolutely.
As far as you are adding value to their
tribe.
Lives.
You will find your tribe will find you, but you have to speak. You have to be courageous enough. And I love it that I concur completely that it's not all about you. They don't care. They're not looking to set you up for failure. They're happy to, if they want to listen and you give them something valuable, they will listen. And I think it's very true that you pass judgment on, we all do. We pass judgment on ourselves. We're much harder on ourselves than other people are.
Oh, yeah.
So I love this. I also know that your daughter, I believe, inspired you in very much on this journey, didn't it? To start New Beginning.
Oh, yeah, actually, I was blogging a lot, and then she said, Mommy, I would just sit and write articles about spirituality and all. So she said, Mommy, you should blog. Mommy, you should do this. Mommy, you should do that. And again, when I was bedridden, as I mentioned, I was into network marketing, and then that business was falling apart because I was not actively able to do anything in that business. And then she told me, Mommy, it's okay. Means it's perfectly okay. Means it is okay. It is okay to quit. It is okay to pursue different path. It is okay. It is never too late. And you learn from everyone. Means I learn even from my kids. They are, means actually, just because they came from me doesn't mean they know less than me, because they are also independent soul, right? Sometimes, you gain wisdom from them. Yeah, and I'm really grateful. I'm really grateful. I don't know how much you know about love, but there are two kinds of love. One is love means basically it is totally unconditional love, and they don't force anything on you and they don't pressure you anything. And then there is a second love that you cannot call unconditional love, but that second love is like that. They want you to become better. So I experienced these both loves in my life. Means the love which I got from my husband, it is like more like a totally unconditional love. He never forced me to do anything, and he just gave me total freedom. And the love which I got from my daughter, it was like a mentor's love, or someone who is loving me, but still she wanted me to become better. Means So these are the two kinds of loves, and I experienced both loves in my life, and I'm really grateful that they both are part of my family, and I think they both played significant part in my success, and I'm really thankful and grateful for that.
Sounds like a full experience, and I love that. I love your description of that. It resonates for me. My husband as well is very supportive and backs me no matter what, and he's fabulous. But it's also good when you have someone that's pushing you to keep trying, go try something new, go explore. It's always an adventure. We're supposed to keep exploring. You're not supposed to sit back. We're moving. We're on a trajectory of moving forward. I love it that your focus is on solopreneurs. It's my favorite group, solopreneurs and entrepreneurs. I love working with them. But, so many of them get stuck in what do I do next phase. And what advice do you give someone on how to still figuring out what their why is?
See, I gave a speech on branding And the branding, I gave a speech and that branding was for business branding. But then I said, you first define your branding for your life. So what is your brand means? What is your vision? What is your goal? What is your story? What are your principles? And when you decide that for your life, and then you incorporate that into your business, and then you define your business brand. And so first, what is your vision? So my vision is just, as I mentioned, that I just want the world to be a little better because I was on this earth. So that is my main vision. Now then I have to elaborate more. I have to get into details. And again, I have to narrow it because I cannot work on each and every part. So if you keep on asking what you are really passionate about, you can actually go deep dive into your heart and you can find out, because we are solopreneur, but we are multi-passionate about everything means, and we wear many hats. So many times I ask people that, okay, what offer you are working on and all, and they start ask, what is your core offer? And then they start listing, okay, my this offer. I say, no, core offer means only one core offer you have to tell me, and everything can be in the background that can be supporting the core offer. It can be upsell, downsell, or something back end or something like that. One core offer. So your vision is also just one. And then based on that, your vision, you ask means what really makes you happy, what really makes you fulfilled. And a simple question you can just ask, okay, if you die today, means whether do you think you achieved everything you wanted to achieve? Okay, today might be a little too early, but just say, okay, you have only 1 month to live, or say 1 year to live, or just say 5 years to live. Then you want to die without any regrets. So just make the list of the things which you want to prioritize. And nobody on the deathbed said, oh, I wish I worked more in my office. So means basically, if you think that way, your approach towards life changes. It changes a lot. And now, for example, my grandpa had lots of land. He was having hobby of land and buying. He kept on buying land. And now my uncles are fighting among each other for the land. And then they wanted me to be involved in that court case and fight. And I said, no, my life is really too short. I really don't want to get involved into that. So I clearly said no. And the fight is going for 40 years and nothing is happening. Means absolutely the case is not moving, but they are still fighting. You know how much energy is drained for the negative cause?
I know.
And, you know,
you're
you
right.
Utilize that energy for so many good things. So once you know what is your why, you will prioritize your things. Means if your why is just to make money and not having fulfilled life, yeah, maybe then you can get involved into such kind of things and all. But if you want to have fulfilled life, if you want to have peaceful life, happy life, and if you want to be a giver, and the giver is really a happy person. And my upcoming talk is coming up. It says about, so if you don't expect, see, why God is happy? Because God is not expecting anything from you. And even if you give anything to God, God gives it back and puts it into your own account. That does that mean that solopreneurs shouldn't expect anything from their launches? No, it does not mean that. It means solopreneurs should launch and they should have a profitable launch. But what it means that basically you shouldn't tie your happiness to your outcome, or you shouldn't put your happiness into someone else's hand. Means if your launch didn't go as you expected, you learn from that and you move on. You don't put your happiness into someone else. So it means just the simple thing. You ask what makes you happy and accordingly you design your own why. I can give you example how my why came. It is your life. Your why will be different. And once you know your why, it becomes so clear where to prioritize and what things to do. It's really clear. And there is always balance. It's just because I'm spiritual doesn't mean I shouldn't do anything into material. No, there should be balance. And there is one museum in Europe, and one lady with a balance, and in one she has Jesus and in other she has all the jewelry, and it's perfectly balanced, and she's looking actually into somewhere else. Means she's showing that her life is so balanced. So her materiality and her principles, everything is balanced. Nothing is means she's not giving more preference to materialism or she's not giving more preference to spirituality. Everything is balanced because being spiritual, it's good. But you want to experience whatever God has created on this earth. And for example, I want to go and explore various areas. We love to travel. I cannot go to the means airline and I just say I'm a spiritual person. I want to go there. Take my spirituality and give me a ticket. No, they will ask me dollars. Okay, you are going there. This is your ticket, and I cannot trade with anything else. Give me this many dollars. So everything is important in your life, but you have to set your priorities. Once you know what your life is means asking you to do, you will define your why. Your why is so important.
Really appreciate that your approach at the front end of your approach is questions. I've always felt like quit looking for the answers. Ask the questions. The answers will show up. Ask all the questions, and you really have a great focus on that and have always had that. And I also really concur with you. It is about creating a life of balance and not of just judgment and production. And as you said, you could have a launch and it hopefully it goes great. Guess what? If it doesn't, it still went great because you got the lessons you need to make the next one even better. You will have and you will appreciate it more. If things come too easily, too quickly, sometimes you don't. So I love it that you decided to name your company New Beginning. That's really clear.
Yeah, absolutely right. Because it was new beginning for me, and I thought it will be new beginning for everyone because we should give hope to solopreneurs. Most solopreneurs quit their business before launching their first products. Many entrepreneurs don't see second year in their business. And those who see second year, many of them don't see fifth year in the business. And that's why means my podcast is also a new beginning inspiration for you. So if you have a story of struggle and success and you can share and you can inspire a solopreneur, entrepreneur, small business owner to stay in the business and persist and consist, yeah, sure, you can see the success. So that's what my motto is.
Let's talk about New Beginning because you built an entire ecosystem. I've taken a look at it. You've cut courses and masterminds and live training and collaborations, and you're very much into affiliate networks, even lifestyle content. Here, it's very interesting to watch you balance being the visionary, but you're also the builder behind the scenes. One of the things I really want to hear from you is you say, launch your digital dream in a day. That was a big deal when I was putting your introduction together, is that's really bold. Why is speed such a crucial part of the transformation that you offer? And how do you actually build a dream in a day?
See, building in a dream in a day is really possible, but right now we have too much of demand. So I think I'm going to change my tagline to build your dream in a week. Because actually what is happening, I have created master reseller courses which solopreneurs or entrepreneurs they can take and they can actually run with it because I saw people spending like 6 months in creating lead magnets, 1.5 years in creating webinar launch, 3 years in creating e-course. And that's a lot of time waster because time is flying so much. And if you lose time, you cannot recreate time. If you lose money, you can make money again. So these are the ready-made courses. People can learn from them for themselves, but they can also resell and they can make 100% profit for themselves. And it comes with everything. Ready-made 16 courses, plus it comes with sales pages, it comes with funnels, it comes with email campaigns, it comes even with social media contents like Facebook Reels and everything it comes with it. And if they choose the option of done for you, then my VA does all the back end and she does all the implementation and setting. Because many times the tech, people have problem with the tech and that hesitates them to go further and then everything they buy it just carries digital dust. So we take care of that so that they don't have to worry about that technical setup. So once everything is set, they have to just, and we also tell them how to share, promote. We do everything for them. And done with you, then again, my VA does the, VA gives 1 hour and she does the backend setting and everything. So based on, now there is a waiting list. So I think even though it can be done within a day, but I think within a week right now, we are just being realistic because I'm no longer a solopreneur. I'm more like a entrepreneur or small business owner because now I have a team. But most of my life, I was a solopreneur. And so I just saw all these challenges solopreneur facing. Means you're spending 3 years in creating e-course, and to see that once you launch, it may not even fly. So why to do that? Instead of that, means you can take these ready-made, you can start creating the revenue immediately. And once you have something on cruise control, once you have money coming on a regular basis, then you can follow your passion, you can do whatever you want to do. And we have case studies where people created 4K in their first week. And when I started digital business, I was told that real money only on the third in the third year of the business. First 2 year is just trying out. That is what I heard, and I said, oh my goodness, I want to reverse this trend because many people don't have that much of support or that many resources to survive in the business to see the third year. So instead of that, if we can create revenue as early as possible. So now I have an ecosystem where if you already have subscriber base, you don't need huge, but even if you have few subscribers and all, you can share these offers, you can create irresistible offer, you can take care of their main pain point and provide them help. They will grab your offer. But if you don't have subscriber base at all, then we'll create subscriber base for you. We'll help you in creating subscriber base. Within a couple of months or 3 months, you will have substantial subscriber base depending how many summits you go to, how many bundles you participate in and all. And all these strategies are really prudent. It doesn't take much money from your part. It's actually your collaboration is borrowing somebody else's audience instead of, means basically you investing your money into ads. And as a new entrepreneur, you may not have that much of money to put into ads, and ads can drain your money so fast. So if
Yes,
you have
that's
gone for
true.
a real estate seminar, they say borrow someone else's money to start your business. But here we say borrow somebody else's audience and grow each other's businesses. So that is what we do. And you talked about the holistic approach because Steve Jobs' last write-up was full of regrets. And he said that I can trade everything except the sick bed. So that's why, basically, I just tell people, you should be profitable, you should make money, not at the sacrifice, not sacrificing your health or mental health, emotional health, physical health. You can do that. And that's why I go live every day on social media. And my lives are on treadmill. I walk on treadmill, I go live, and I wear a weighted jacket. And I just want to show them that you can build business and still you can incorporate health while building business. So you shouldn't give excuse that, okay, I'm building business, I don't have time to take care of myself. No. And I had a near to death experience, so that's why I want other people to learn from me. So this is, and someone actually had mentioned, oh, this is not professional. I said, see, I don't want to be professional. I want to be personal. I want to set an example for them so that they can, implement into their business and they can take care of their health.
Let me ask you, and this is wonderful, and I love your focus on the solopreneur. And I happen to know there are a lot of programs out there that these solopreneurs or these entrepreneurs get pulled into. They are so expensive. And by the time they figure out, they've been in two or three of these and they've made no progress at all. Yeah, they've heard some great ideas, but they didn't know how to implement. And with yours, you really have it set up to that the back end is created, that it you have and that you can help with the subscriber list. There's so many things you do that are unique. What is the range of participation? Because solopreneurs usually don't have a lot of money. They're starting out and they do not have a big bankroll. Is it an affordable program, depending on the level you choose?
Yeah, of course. See, means I'm providing 16 courses, and this pack 16 courses with all the marketing material, sales pages, funnels, and even social media content and all everything. And I'm giving them 90% off. And I have written on my sales page, you might have paid just this much money just for one course. Instead of that, you are getting your 6 course plus all the marketing material. So
Well, that's amazing.
you might be thinking it is too good to be true, but hey, Every offer I created, I first asked myself if someone had offered me this offer when I was getting started, whether I would have jumped on it or not. And if my answer is no, I don't give life to that offer. But if my answer is yes, of course, then I bring that offer, yeah, to the world. So that is what means if I can sell myself on that offer, sure, I can offer it to someone else. So that whole package is worth, yeah, around $16,000. Because if you see, for custom funnel, if you go to anyone, custom funnel, it's like a one funnel is charged like a $4,000. If you want a sales page, minimum charge is like $500 and all. And we are giving here 8 custom funnels and 8 sales pages and all. And even these courses, they can learn themselves and they can even sell and all. So everything, if you see, I mean, my done with you is 897 and done for you is 1497. And yesterday I had an appointment with someone and he said, your done for you is so cheap. He said, why are you putting so less price? I said, I really mean, I just wanted them to have good choices. But right now, actually, there is such a huge waiting list. So I may increase, but at least done with you, I'm still, it is going to be 897. But 897 for 16 courses and with all the ready-made marketing material. And we also give 1 hour strategy call where we evaluate your assets, we evaluate your audience's pain points, and we create an irresistible offer so that you can address your audience's main pain point, and you're based on your comfort level, you can create irresistible offer. Plus, I have elite training called Digital Mastery, that digital launch mastery, digital skills mastery, digital sales mastery, digital AI mastery, and passive digital income mastery. So they get access to all these things for 1 month, so that it is surely guaranteed that nothing can stop. Plus, my VA does all the back end implementation. Plus 1 month of full support, it is there, everything is there. So means there is nothing to
Great.
stop if they really take action. Yeah, means they should see the results. Means
If
yeah.
you're going to do it with them, it's $8.97, and then the $4.97 if they do it themselves, and
No,
then.
there is no do it themselves. 1497 is done for you, so we do for them.
Fantastic. And what about, does it incorporate their website or does it come with a website?
Oh yeah. Basically, the website and all that is the sales pages. Websites are there.
Amazing.
Yeah. So
Beautiful. Well,
websites
that's
are
the deal
there.
of the century. That is fantastic.
Yeah.
People really need to check this out. I Now let me ask you, you've worked with so many aspiring entrepreneurs all over the world. You are global. What patterns do you see in those that succeed quickly versus those that really they stay stuck? What do you see is the pattern there?
The pattern is someone who succeeds quickly, basically they take action. And someone who suffers, mainly they are looking for perfection. And my mentor told me, you will be never perfect. You will be perfect. The moment you become perfect, God will call you. So don't go for perfection. As far as you are better today than yesterday, everything is fine. And so I really feel entrepreneurs means they have so many challenges. The first challenge is perfection. Second challenge, they are too judgmental of themselves. They criticize themselves a lot. Third, they wear so many hats and then they don't know what hat they need to prioritize. Because the low value task, you should delegate or outsource. You are CEO of your business, but you are also admin, you are also graphic designer. But then CEO makes
Management.
Yeah, I mean, CEO makes hundreds and thousands of dollars, and then graphic designer makes just a few dollars. But if you spend most of your day in creating graphics because you love to do that, because you are comfortable doing that, so then you are giving that much of pay raise to yourself. So the low task job, you have to outsource, you have to delegate. That is the only way, I mean, you can give damn promotion to yourself. And that was actually my day before yesterday's talk, that give yourself damn promotion. So that these are the simple ways you can, and it's not I'm talking about them, even I did like that okay, I would come into my office and I would start doing the things which I'm comfortable or with doing or loving doing it, and at the end of the day, if I look at it, what did I achieve? means nothing. I felt so miserable because I didn't prioritize my task. So now I have, of course, digital calendar, but of course I have paper and pen, and I prioritize. I have five things, and those also I prioritize what is the highest priority thing. Then I go that way. So even though all my things on my list are not done, still the main high priority things are done. So at the end of the day, I don't feel miserable. Otherwise, I used to feel so miserable. I said I had spent whole day and achieved nothing. But now if you do high priority thing, you don't at least feel miserable. You will feel productive because you tackle the most important thing. And that is why it means actually there are four quadrants, that important and urgent, then important and not urgent, urgent, not important, and all. So people spend most of the time on the urgent and not important. And those tasks are like reading emails and browsing social media and all. Yeah, you might be feeling it urgent because they are time sensitive, but they are not important. What is important? You are the brain of your business. So your strategy and your means basically customer acquisition and all those things are, those are important. And you might feel they are not urgent because you can postpone it to tomorrow, but those are important. And so if you know what is important and urgent, if you focus on your important task,
So
everything will
prioritization
be
is key. That
fine. Oh
is
yeah.
just really the key. And I think that's so true for chronic perfectionists and list makers, of which I can speak for that tribe. We're really good at loading up the list, but if you do those top five things, the number one top things, you do feel better at the end of the day. But if you get 10 of the other things that were unimportant, then you're stressing out about the five you didn't get done. It's just not worth
Yeah,
it. A lot
yes.
of times, just procrastination. That's such a good point to make. I wanted to ask you, you've created this like global affiliate army selling these digital products in over 100 countries. What's the secret to building that kind of scalable, collaborative revenue stream? I think people that don't know about affiliates are maybe interested, but those who have experienced the affiliate program but haven't done it, I'd be curious, what do you think has been the keys to being successful in that arena?
Many times, actually, people, they are really passionate about what they are creating. See, someone who homeschooled their kids for ages, and then afterwards they want to create a course on homeschooling. So they can create a course on homeschooling, but so the course can be done, but that doesn't mean they are expert at sales and marketing. Okay, means we cannot be good at each and everything. Means God hasn't created us that way. So we might be good at one thing, but then so second thing, yeah, and that's why means that is how our marriage is done, right? Means basically, as far as your partner is better at the things which you are not good at, you will have a good life. So this is also being affiliate for someone else or finding affiliates for your own course. It is also the same thing. You partner with that person and you can share your revenue because they are doing their tasks. So that is how the affiliates here, these affiliates are actually more than 200 countries, and they already have a warm audience. And once you motivate them enough, they can share your courses. And then, if see that is not your forte, then let them do their part, and they will sell your course. And of course, means they will do with the nominal commission depending on what contract you do. And so that you can spend your life doing the things which you love to do. So my first client came from New Zealand. I never been to New Zealand. My second client came from Australia. I never been to Australia, though I have family in Australia. I'll go there someday. But my second client, and then later on, I got a series of clients from Europe. And I have been to Europe many places, but not all countries. And from anywhere, and now I have some client base in US and Canada, though I have been in US for ages. And so this is how it works, and it's so beautiful, means especially with the digital business. Yeah, there is absolutely no geography. As far as there is internet and they can download your resource, everything is fine. And so affiliates, and personally I was affiliate for other people because when I was migrating my platform, I didn't have my own offer to sell. And that time I just shared the offers of other people whose resources I was using, I was convinced about. And most of the time, I was on the leaderboard. And I said, oh my goodness, I didn't know, because I respect my subscribers a lot because my subject line is crystal clear and I write it into bracket what I'm sharing them so that if they don't want to open, they shouldn't open. So I respect my subscribers. That's why whenever I shared my offer, they really reciprocated well and they gave me really good response. So email marketing people say it is not everyone opens email, but still it is the highest ROI generating platform.
It
And so
still is.
this,
It's
so
true. As much as we all hate it, because we do. What's the biggest dread in life? Opening up your email in the morning and realizing, oh my gosh, it's full. But then again, there are people that if they stop reaching out to you, that's a problem too.
Yeah. And I
So
feel
much.
it's really good because you are sharing your revenue after they generate the revenue. So that's a great collaboration strategy. And I have a free course, 27 Ways to Collaborate. I also have a collaboration database. You can collaborate with other people, and out of 27, you'll find at least one or two ways you are comfortable collaborating with, and that is a really smart way. And everybody's collaborating. Even billionaires are collaborating. And I did one talk in a summit, and there I said how Lego company, it was actually at the verge of bankruptcy, and then they started collaborating with influencers and with Harry Potter and all those media films and all. And now that company is multiple billion. It is number one company in the world. And they were at the verge of bankruptcy and they just did smart marketing and smart collaborations. And now they are like 7 billion or something like that. It is the top company in the world. So if they can collaborate, why can't you?
Absolutely. A connection. It really is. That's where it's at, is collaboration and connecting. That's how you grow your business. And obviously, public speaking being number one. Have you, in your world, felt that public speaking has made an incredible difference in the trajectory of your career and how successful you've been?
Public speaking, I think it is the number one thing into the success. And public speaking means it doesn't mean you have to go on stage and in person and talk. Public speaking can be anything. Even if you go on Facebook Live, Instagram Live, TikTok Live, even YouTube Live, all those things are public speaking. Everything is public speaking. And it is so critical. I cannot tell you because social media, you don't know. Person, whether it is a bot or a human being, we have no idea. We have no idea. And when you go live, people see that you are a real human being. And the know and trust factor raises like crazy. My mentor, actually, she went live every day for 1 year. Her business was stuck at six figure. And she went live every day for 1 year and she turned her revenue from six figure to seven figure.
For how long was she on each day?
She said half an hour every day. So I'm implementing that strategy now for myself, for my business. I'm not going live every day, but I'm going 5 times a week. Weekends, I'm taking off. But sometimes, actually, if I'm in the mood, I'm going live twice a day. I go in the morning and I'm going in the evening. And I really see the traction. Means people are actually waiting because I'm very consistent. I set the time so that we love to travel. So I thought even if I'm going to different countries, I should be able to honor that time. So then because consistency is the key. So people know that, okay, I'm going to be live at that particular time. So I see I am going live on multiple platform, plus I'm repurposing my live. So my every live I'm repurposing into a course because that's also again my audience told me that social media, they are deleting your videos after 1 month. So they want to have the access to videos even later on. So I'm repurposing into a course. So there are multiple benefits. Even if you're creating a course and you want to validate your offer, you can go live. You can ask the feedback from your audience and you can make changes accordingly. And it is like you are pre-selling your course before you make it. So that validation is done. You are pre-selling the course. Everything is, there's multiple benefits of, and these are the things, summits really means there's so many ways you can use the stages and you can grow your business. It is really unreal. And initially, you might be thinking there might be some summit opportunities, they will come and ask you. You have to pay to get on the summit. But you will find actually so many stages where you can go and do live talk for free, like I mentioned on the social media. But then there will be a stage where you will be paid to talk on those stages. And that amount is huge. That amount is huge, and you just won't believe the amount of money you will be getting for your keynote speech. And kewon't speech, you won't hear anyone, any famous person. The keynote speech doesn't change. But hey, still they are rewarded like hundreds or thousands, and some even charge millions of dollars for the same keynote speech.
Really something. The world is changing so much. It's getting smaller and smaller as far as us being connected. We're able to reach out across the pond. We're able to talk to people all over the world, and people are connecting. And there's hundreds of thousands of opportunities to speak on stages all over the world now. It's such a gift. I want people to overcome their fear. And by the way, if the biggest fear you have is public speaking, and you go out to do it and realize that you've accomplished this, it will help you in every area of your life. Whatever your biggest fear is, you must do, because it will change your life and
Oh
how
yeah.
you see yourself. It's
Yeah,
so
if you don't
powerful.
want to do virtually, there are lots of even local places, like you can go to Rotary Club and Lions Club. There's so many clubs and all. They're always looking for speakers.
Absolutely.
Always.
And there's so much free practice out there. Get involved with networking groups, and you have an opportunity to speak to, you don't have to speak in front of 500 people. You don't have to speak in front of 150 people. Go into a networking group, and they break out into breakout sessions of three people, five people. Tell them what you do. You'll get more comfortable. You'll start to feel empowered, and then you can step up a little bit at a time. You don't have to walk out and speak in front of 1,000 people the first time to be successful. I have a question for you. You call human beings machines. I want to know why that sentence.
Okay, we have a computer, that is, the brain is our computer. And I got very much into spirituality. I started studying, and the spirituality is not studying someone else, but spirituality about the self-observation. And you can actually observe yourself, and you can just see at what stage you are, at what kind of thinking you are. And I remember actually somebody had stolen my purse, and I lost thousands of dollars, and it was a designer purse and all. It's a lot, but I could monitor how I was thinking for that particular situation. Sometimes I was having self-pity, sometimes having generous heart and all. So this is okay, this is your thinking. And many people, when they die, they may die even in their 70s or 80s, but their thinking is exactly the same when they were like 5, 6 years old. Okay, they don't upgrade their brain. See, you are in the business entrepreneurship, it is the best self-help development program, because unless you become better, you cannot serve other people. But not everyone is that much fortunate. Not everyone has a chance to upgrade their brain.
Oh, you must, or you will get old. It will atrophy like a muscle. And I have people, I deal with a lot of seniors, and I say that, and they're vibrant, they're excited, but there are still people that say, "Oh, I just want to retire at 60." You'll be dead. If you retire, you better redo your vision of what retirement looks like, because it could just be that you change and create a new avenue for yourself in life. But just going out to play golf every day, you'll get bored, and you'll become boring.
So
You'll
the
become boring.
machine
You gotta
actually,
keep your brain going.
so the machine means, why I say that, for example, I was telling you that my uncles are fighting among each other for the land. So now means when someone comes, that person's thinking and nature, okay? Means this person is going to be critical, and this person is rude and all. So it's like that, okay, this person is going to be rude, so there is no need to talk to him if you don't want any rude response. So it is like that if you are going to a machine, and this machine just chops things, okay? And if you go and put your fingers over there, the machine is not going to say whether you're putting fingers or you're putting a stick. Machine is just going to chop. So if this person is rude, so whether you go and talk to him or to him, That is his nature. And he's not working on upgrading his brain. That is his nature. Then nature means it is the programming. So it is like a machine. So if he's not upgrading, he's not changing, he's going to stay that way. The machines are also getting upgraded, but many times the human beings are not getting upgraded. So that like means, so everywhere means it is, you cannot judge the machine. You cannot say, oh, that machine is so bad. That machine is just doing his job. So this is a human being. This is his nature. And this is his nature means this is his thinking. This is how his brain is programmed. He's not working on his brain. His brain is programmed this way and it is going to behave exactly that way. So means you prepare yourself, or if you don't want that kind of means basically interaction, then protect yourself. But means, you know, you don't judge machines. No, don't judge people, because that is their nature. That is how they are. They are not going to change. Even if they change, means you don't put your future into their hands. They may change, they may not change. You don't know. The only thing you can control is yourself. So it is
true.
It is.
And don't fight the rain.
There's
a saying that I had. I remember this on the wall where I used to work that said, stop trying to teach the pig to sing. It just frustrates you and irritates the pig.
And plus, don't fight with a pig, because then, yeah, you become dirty and then pig loves it.
There you go. There's another version, but it's true. And it makes you laugh and it reminds you, stop fighting the rain. It is what it is. And all you can do is adapt your reaction to it. I think this has been such a powerful interview, a powerful conversation. But I want to share with everyone, because your generosity is amazing. When I took a look at your website, when I was researching having you on the show, and I was taking a look at it, you offer so many wonderful free tools, and also such reasonable tools and resources as well. And you have a free training you're offering called Launch Your Digital Dream in a Day.
Yeah.
I'd love to know, what can someone expect to walk away with if they've attended that?
Yeah, it's basically, I'm just going through and I'm just telling what all the challenges they are facing, and it is going to be very interactive. I do have evergreen recorded also, but means I have monthly master classes. People can always come and get. I also have daily lives, but daily lives are on different topic, and daily lives are, I take only one point and I tell them how they can implement that and they can move the needle into their business. But monthly master classes are really huge and comprehensive. Launch your digital dream in a day. Actually, I know I say in a week. So there I go step by step and I just show them what they will get. Business in a box, and how we are helping them, what kind of guarantees we have. We have complete guarantees, means if you don't see the revenue at the end of the month, yeah, means basically we do handholding and we provide help, and that help is more valued than what price they are paying for it. But just because we want to make sure that everybody succeeds, so that's why our guarantees are like that. So they just see everything what is there. And if they have any question, any suggestions or objections, everything is handled during that training.
That is fabulous. I am just delighted that this audience is going to benefit from it. Honestly, you want to check this out. It is amazing what she's created. Last question I have for you is, what's next for you and New Beginning? Do you have an exciting project coming up for you, or something that is lighting you up right now?
Oh, yeah. See, I told you, love spirituality. I started blogging like 20 years back, and I got many offers that, okay, we can compile your blogs and convert into books. And I didn't take it seriously. But now I have so much material that the material is enough for 7 books. So I have written 7 books, and right now they are going through the process of reading and editing and all. So by the end of this year, so I'm looking forward to publish 7 books. And my husband loves to travel. So right now so those are the only 2 things right now I'm thinking about: traveling, where we can go and all. And my publishing, my books are actually about the spirituality and entrepreneurship. So the entrepreneurship and based on the spiritual principles. And again, spirituality doesn't mean religion, because I personally studied many religions because my kids went to Christian school. So I did lots of Bible study. I studied Buddhism, I studied various things, and I'm from Sanatana Dharma, so I studied that too. So religion, I felt that every religion talks the same thing, the principles are same. You won't believe even the stories are same, only the names are different. Yeah, there is a Noah's Ark, but there is a similar ark even in other religions also. So nothing is different. I don't know why people fight about your religion, my religion. It is just one thing God
That's
has
true.
created. So this is actually the combination of spirituality and entrepreneurship. And I'm just excited about it because many people have this concept that spirituality means abandon everything and go into forest and live like that in jungle and all. But that is easy. That is really easy because you are just living with yourself. You don't have any problems to tackle with. When you deal with multiple people and people who behave whatever way they behave, you don't even know why they are doing. Again, it's a machine, right? So they are behaving with their own pattern. And the most commonly used sentence in my business is Jesus's last sentence that God, please forgive them. They don't know what they're doing.
Right. We can use that phrase daily these days.
So my books are actually based on spirituality and entrepreneurship and how you can incorporate spiritual principles into entrepreneurship and you can flourish your business and life and you will have fulfilled life because that is the thing means it has just material thing, it's not going to give you total satisfaction. That's why even I have resources even for the meditation, affirmations, and so many things because you have to take care of everything, your emotional health, your mental health, your physical health, and your financial health,
It
and
is the most,
relations, of course.
it is the most important thing. And if you have that straight, all those other things fall into place beautifully. I really want to thank you for being here with us today. I love it that you shared your story and your strategies. And clearly, this is a soulful mission for you. I love this. And what a ride. You've got this great background, but I can tell the spirituality is the core of it. And this is one of those conversations that makes you pause and say, I'm ready to dream a bigger dream, and maybe I will launch it by tomorrow. So, thank you for being on the show and bringing that into play.
Thanks a lot for the opportunity. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
It was a joy, and you're really an example of blending purpose with platform. I love what you're doing. I think if people want to know more about you, and I'm sure they do, honestly, you cannot believe the amount and the level of resources and tools that she provides on her website, and this free offer that she has, this free training is amazing. You don't need a 12-month plan to start a business. Sometimes all it takes is, let me see if I got this. It was one focus day and the right support system. Maybe it takes a week. Let's go with that.
And I'm really thankful. Even your audience is so blessed because you are bringing so much value to them. Because, see, means they are really, I think, if they implement whatever you are teaching them, they will surely succeed in their business. Means think about the public speaking. It is such a scary area for people. But hey, you are tackling it so, and I'm pretty sure you are inspiring your audience really well. Thanks a lot for that.
Thank you. Gosh, so much. I really appreciate that. I was excited to do this show for that reason, is that jump in. You can walk in with your toes, but get your feet in the water, and I'll help you get there because I think it's so important. It's so important for us to connect together. It'll make all the difference. If you want to learn more about what Sue's doing, including this Launch Your Digital Dream in a Day training, you want to go over to New Beginning. That's N. Ubeginning.com. I will have all of this in the show notes wherever you listen to your podcast. You can also snag her free AI sources again at newbeginning.com/AI-freebies. Please go check that out. You will be very surprised at how generous this woman has been with the many offerings that she has. And remember that Sue's work, it's she's really empowering solopreneurs to go from scattered to scalable. And she uses collaboration and digital affiliates and digital strategy and the power of sharing your story. She's got a really powerful story. It's very interesting how many, what do you call it, when you jump to the other side for a few seconds. I did that as a kid, so I have a real appreciation for how much it changes your perspective. I'm just thrilled that I had you here. To everyone tuning in, if this episode resonates for you, share it. Let someone know about it. I'm hoping that are bringing guests to you right here that really light up a room in a business with the power of their voice will influence you to give it a try. Get out there more. You should be speaking at least 5 times a month in one way or another. Set a goal for that. But we're here to remind you that speaking isn't just a skill. It's really a secret weapon. So that's it for today. Thank you, Sue. Thanks, everybody, for being here. And as always, I look forward to our next conversation. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Six Figure Speaker Spotlight. We hope you enjoyed this deep dive once again into the remarkable stories and insights of our incredible guests. Their experiences and hard-earned, time-tested wisdom are not just meant to inspire you, but to provide you with actionable steps to take on your own path to success. Remember, you have a story to tell, and your voice has the power to transform your business and make lasting impact. And that's what it's all about. If you found value in today's episode, let us know. And I hope you'll take a moment and subscribe to The Spotlight wherever you listen to your podcasts so you never miss a thought-provoking or idea-producing conversation. I'm Kelly O'Hara, and I can't wait to see you back here for the next episode of the Six Figure Speaker Spotlight.